This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've driven the highways of the American South, you've seen them hard by an exit or on the outskirts of major cities. The Waffle House, a restaurant chain known for a particular brand of comfort food, served fast and cheap and 24/7. Sometimes, though, just eating there isn't enough. Andrew Knowlton is the restaurant and drinks editor for Bon Appetit magazine. He not too long ago took his longstanding relationship with that chain to a whole nother level by working the grill at a Waffle House near Atlanta for 24 straight hours. Andrew, it's good to have you on.
Nice to be here.
What inspired you, what possessed you to work at a Waffle House for 24 hours straight?
That's a good question. I've always had a love affair with the Waffle House growing up in Atlanta. And I was in Charleston, South Carolina, sitting at a Waffle House with my six-year-old daughter. And she was in this kind of stage where she was asking me if I had done various jobs. Have you ever been a basketball player? Have you ever been a preacher? And then she turned to me and said, have you ever been a Waffle House line cook? And I said, no, but that's a pretty good idea. So I went to Adam Rappaport, who's the editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit, and I said, I got a good idea. I want to go work a shift as a grill operator at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
And he said, that's a horrible idea. How about you work 24 hours straight at a Waffle House? So,
because that's a much better idea.
That's a much better idea.
You get there at 7 o'clock in the morning. They park you in front of the grill. And how does it go?
Not too well. You know, they started me off slowly on the waffles, which is kind of the beginner. It's kind of like the layup, if we're speaking in basketball terms. So I started doing layups, and I missed a few of those. I overcooked them, or sometimes the batter can get tricky. And then I slowly kind of worked my way over to the grill, which, you know, they would never put me on in the busy shift, that 7 to 9 or the lunch hour. So I made some hash browns, and I was getting decent at putting a burger or doing one of their famous omelets as well. But it was a steep, steep learning curve.
They've got a whole system they use at Waffle House. So that, I guess the theory is any line cook at a Waffle House can walk into any other one and step right in?
That's the thinking behind it, because they are transferring people from store to store so frequently. They have what they call the pull, drop, mark method, which pull means you pull the whatever meat product the customer. Drop means you're dropping hash browns. And then the real science is involved is when you mark. And the line cooks never see a ticket. It gets yelled out by the waiters. And then they take various packets of condiments, whether it's ketchup or grape jelly, and where they put that on the plate, whether it's at noon or at 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock, or whether it's turned upside down, immediately identifies what the plate is that the grill operator needs to cook. And I fumbled my way through that. You know, I knew that a butter packet on a plate upright was just a regular waffle. That is about as far as I got. But I would have to work there a month before got it. I mean, yeah, I would rather go back and study Kierkegaard and Heidegger and Hegel than try to do that again.
You worked as a line cook in a fast food, diner-ish kind of place, working on the grill for 24 hours. What'd you learn?
I learned that it's probably the hardest job that I'll ever do. I learned that I don't care if you're talking, what celebrity chef you're talking about, those line cooks could outcook any of them when it comes to speed and efficiency. And I learned that at the end of the day, being a gentleman and being a professional cost you nothing. And I think that's the big lesson that I took away from the Waffle House is smile, have a good time. Most of the people coming through are good people. A few bad ones that come in, but that's kind of life anyway, and it's just how you roll with it.
What's your go-to when you go into the Waffle House to get something to eat?
Without a doubt, it's a patty melt, not with Texas toast, but with regular toast, and then hash browns covered, smothered, diced, and peppered.
I'm not even going to ask what that means. Andrew Knowlton is the restaurant and drinks editor at Bon Appetit. He worked at a Waffle House for 24 straight hours, wrote about it in the magazine. Andrew, thanks very much.
Thank you.